At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Act like gents.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
Rainy Point, District of North, Columbia.
Yeah. God forbid kids go to school in the rain. Points north, south, east, and west. I imagine out west, there's actual weather. Snow, yeah. Ice, whatever. Inside the Beltway, it's raining.
It's inside the Beltway, Jay, but you got things outside the Beltway.
I hear you. Dude,
I'm going to get you to understand it one day.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we'll just start. B and I have been going back and forth on this. I think I'm talking specifically Montgomery County. You know what? Open the phones. Jeff, get ready to answer. I want somebody, if you're in western or northern Montgomery County, Poolsville.
Did you have any little ice anywhere on the ground?
Brian, absolutely not. And I was up early to get. So here's what happened for me personally, right? And I'm trying to speak on behalf of working parents on a morning like this. So they call a 2-hour delay, and that's all good. Like, you got to be safe than sorry. But the government doesn't get a delay. Usually the government is kind of in conjunction with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife has to go to work on time. So then that leaves dad, and I got a radio show starting at 10 a.m. 2-hour delay, school starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
My concern was I thought I was going to be late to get in here. Luckily, and we're very lucky that our good friends, the Stipicevics, the girls were able to go over there. I drove down here, no problems, right? But I refuse to believe in Montgomery County there is a lick of ice or sleet or anything. It is raining. Like, You gotta be careful.
But it is raining. You have to be careful. And then the thing of it for the schools gotta make the call early, just like a head coach of a football team. You make a call, and then everyone gets to come back and second guess what you've done. But you gotta make that call at that moment. But, like, when I walked outside last night to take my car to go charge it, it was frost all over my car. So I was suspecting to wake up in the morning and it was gonna be freezing as hell. I woke up, it was freezing, but it was raining. And I understand, like, I don't have to worry about it. My kids are old now.
Right.
Hell, my kids can work from home, or one of them, she just say, baby, I'm sleeping all day. You know, she good. But I understand why, because, like, I used to think the same way. I thought what you said. I just never said it on the radio. but what I'm saying, I would get out, and I would say, damn, it's just raining. But then you will find out in other parts that were closer.
So the phone lines are open. Mm-hmm. Northern, western Montgomery County. So like Poolsville, maybe Boyd's in Clarksburg. Like, I've recognized Montgomery County, like down where I live on the D.C. line versus Clarksburg, mm-hmm. is very different. I'm totally cognizant of that. I'm also confident, however, and I've done zero research in my confidence, but I'm confident it was raining in the entire damn county. And I thought of something you said yesterday that I really thought was smart, and it stuck with me. You said NFL refs are the same as flight attendants,
yeah,
where they can mess up and it's still your fault. Because if you're the ref and they mess up and you say something to them, they will throw a flag on
you.
Yeah. And if you're the flight attendant and they mess up and you say something, they will throw you off the flight.
Yeah.
I think the people making these weather decisions for the schools operate with the same level of impunity that, yo, it's just raining. But whatever, we erred on the side of caution because of lawyers and I think that's the main thing
because the school is worried about something happening to a kid and
I want every kid to be safe.
But I think the schools are concerned. Let's be real. Everything that is screwed up in this world is because of
lawyers and insurance companies.
And insurance companies. And that's it. Because you know if something were to go wrong with one person, you're about to deal with this. You know what I mean? And I think that's the ultimate thing right there where the schools are scared of that. And the lawyers know it.
Dude. So my man Strizzy checking in said nothing but rain all morning in Gaithersburg. There was no ice or snow at all. I think, look, I was in studio yesterday at Channel 4, so I got to listen to Amelia like provide the forecast. And Amelia's actually going to join us in about a half hour. But she was saying, like, this was not going to be a snow event at all, unless you're out in, like, the legit mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're out in the Blue Ridge or up in Hagerstown or something, you might be getting snow. But for us, this was only going to be wintry mix. My man Strizzy says, nothing but rain out there. Now, Joe's out in Winchester. Like, you might have got, what, you get any snow out there, Joe?
So, this is the deal. I looked at my phone at 5:30 this morning, and it says heavy snow, like 3 or 4 inches. I walk outside to take the dog, and it's literally wet. It's raining. And there's a little ice on the bushes and the grass, but other than that, I was really surprised, man, to be honest. It was all good.
Did you guys get off school out that way?
Yeah, I think they were on like a two-hour delay, I believe. Possibly not even that. I know Loudoun County's on a two-hour delay.
Loudoun County, definitely. I know that.
Yeah, Loudoun County's on a two-hour delay, but I don't think anything out there in Frederick County, to be honest. But, yeah, big swing and miss out there.
All right. Appreciate it, brother. Now, we have somebody from the school system on the line. No names, no. Yeah. This is inside the Beltway, real DMV here. Hello, sir. How do you do?
Good morning, JP.
How you doing, man?
Mitch.
What's up?
Good. So listen, JP, I got to go with B. Mitch on this one. The school system, man, they're afraid of that. The one kid that gets hurt or injured or the one incident is going to send shockwaves throughout the hinterland. So they got to err on the side of caution, but I get it, and I got to be honest. When I was up at 5 o'clock this morning and I saw that we had a two-hour delay, I was like, oh, yes, sir. So my heart goes out to you. And look, my wife works for the federal government, and she had to go, and I was like, peace out, homie. I'll see you this afternoon.
I
you know, I knew yesterday.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Like, there were places yesterday around 6 o'clock already canceling school. I think it was Culpeper. I know Loudoun came a little bit after that.
I saw Page County.
I saw people
doing
it. I don't
even know where that is.
I saw people doing it at 6 o'clock yesterday.
Like, so Page County is out Luray Caverns. You're probably getting legit snow. That is elevation and mountain.
Yeah, that's like, where Greg lived.
Like, I get that. Page County, shout out to you. You know you're going to get snow. Shut it down. I just think,
but I
understand being cautious. This is over the top.
The thing of it is, like, you have to make a decision based off of, I don't know how many buses are in your county, okay? But it's a lot of them. And some of them are based all over the place. And a lot of these bus drivers come from places, and teachers come from.
D.C. was wide open. D.C. was open at 8 a.m.
But most of them walked school in a damn way. Okay, they
but the teachers are still coming from somewhere. You still have all the same, tangential.
But you can't just worry about, D.C. is right in here. So the kids have a better chance of getting to school than outside, because when it comes down to lawyers and cheddar, you're going to make people scared.
I get it. It's just lame. Like to close school for rain because of fear of lawyers.
I don't think they felt it was going to be rain. Like, the thing about this whole weather thing, okay, and I respect the hell out of weather people. And we have Amelia and Doug on all the time. But when you say it's going to do this and it doesn't, you get dogged. But if you didn't say it was going to do something and it happened, then they're going to ask you, why the hell you didn't say it? So you're going to be questioned all the time. And I think they basically look at it based off of what the weather people are saying.
Was your ride in impacted outside of traffic?
When we don't have any chance of rain or whatever, traffic is crazy. The fact that they started 2 hours late, I thought it was going to be easy as hell. It was way worse today than it was normally.
So my ride, the only thing that impacted my ride was there was a car. I don't know if he was broken down or pulled over.
Right up here?
Right at, like, the bridge under 395, yeah, that, right that by car, the Jefferson Memorial.
I think, like, the front wheel came off.
That dude was the only impact I had. Outside of that, I don't know. Was anybody's? How about White Brian, who takes the metro and the bus? Was your ride?
His ride was impacted last night when he saw this crazy quarterback.
That's a good point. Was your commute today impacted whatsoever, Dub B?
No.
And that's public transit, the whole nine yards. All right, we got somebody out in Culpeper. Sir, do you have any snow, ice, sleet, freezing rain?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so right now it's just rain, but I work for the post office, and I've worked in a bunch of different areas around here. And, like, in Fauquier County in particular, one portion of the county is basically all mountains. And when you have to deliver, one side of the mountain will be fine, and the other side will be completely covered in snow and ice and just totally treacherous.
So, you know, they got to err on that side of caution.
Exactly, because yeah. It's not exactly a good look to see a bus full of kids go off the side of a mountain.
I'm not disagreeing about Fauquier County, right? I when I grew up and you had to like wait for TV to announce when the schools were getting closed, That was everybody talked about Fauquier County like it was the dream because they were always closed. Montgomery County does not have mountains. Best I know, Prince George's County does not have mountains.
What is Whiskey Creek? Is that Montgomery?
That's Frederick.
That's Frederick, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, when I'm in Whiskey Creek sometimes, I think I'm in the damn mountains. Because it's cold as hell up there compared to everywhere else.
So I just
I understand your point, but I'm just saying, when you say it's ran by lawyers and whatever, dude, that's the main thing.
But what I am advocating for, and I'm not in this position, right? Shout out to Christian Stipasevic. Like, I was able to make plans, get to work on time. So my boy Curtis, who's a big fan of the show, he's always tweeting at me. He said, JP doesn't like Christmas, which is inaccurate, and wants to see poor kids take a chance on inclement weather. That's not what I'm saying. I think the exact opposite happens when poor kids get stuck at home because mom and dad still have to go to work. And then you got kids home by themselves for these two-hour delays. And and that is I think, the unintended consequences that happen far too
but
frequently.
But see, I think, though, and I don't know if people may get mad at me, that's not the school's issue to have to worry about that. The school got to make a decision based off of the safety of the kid. And I think then at that point, the parents got to be able to, sometime when you're sitting up here and nothing is going on, make a plan. Like, I remember when I was in my house, when I was young, my dad had this little plan about what if we have a fire? And I'm like, ain't no fire going to happen. He said, yeah, but if one were to happen, this is what the hell I want you to do.
Smart.
So, and I was a young kid. He had a plan. So you got to have a plan when this time of the year comes. You know the schools may throw you a 2-hour delay, this, that, and the other. Have a plan
for rain,
for whatever it is.
To that point, Mark Henning tweeted me, said Loudoun County sent an email to parents yesterday at 4:00 saying they got to monitor the weather. And he says that was basically a heads up. They were going to announce a two-hour delay.
And around 6 something is when Monica got it.
We got an email from the school yesterday afternoon reminding us of the inclement weather policy. All right. We got somebody from Page County listening, B.
All right, Page.
What's up, Page County? Richard?
Hey, it's Rich. How you guys doing?
Good, dude. How are you?
I'm doing well. And it's raining cats and dogs here.
No snow?
No snow whatsoever. We were supposed to get ice and snow, but now it's raining. Friday, we're supposed to get snow. Hopefully not, because I'm flying to Finland.
Definitely getting snow there.
Well, you better leave Thursday.
I think you should connect with Savannah. Sav J that does the updates. I think she's going to Finland. Or she's going to Norway.
Yeah, Norway.
Oh, my bad. I mixed up my Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, my wife and I are doing Christmas markets for a whole month.
Oh, dog.
Christmas. We're doing 11 countries, and we're doing New Year's Eve in London.
Hey, keep your shades on. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Why?
Scandinavian countries? Have you seen
them? Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's like Minnesota. keep your glass on. You might get slapped if you don't.
Yo, honest question for you, Rich, in Page County.
Yeah.
Are you excited to go to Christmas markets for a month?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 3 years. I also live in Newport Beach, California. I've called you guys in a couple times. I live out here in Page because my parents have a farm, and I help them. They're elderly, so okay. I fly back and forth and help. But, yeah, I've done.
That's a lot of Christmas markets, man. After three or four, aren't they pretty similar?
No, they're not. They have different wines. They got different beers, different food, different vibes. There's one that I go to. It's underneath a bridge that was built by the Romans 2,500 years ago. It's great.
Wow. All right. I've been to a couple. They're cool. Vin Chow in Paris. Very good.
Yeah, it's a fun time. My wife's never gone.
Real quick, dude. Do you think you're in Page County? They closed school yesterday. It's nothing but rain. Now, are the roads that rural or curvy or mountainous that they should close for rain?
No, not at all. My folks live, their farm is actually on part of the mountain, and I just drove down to 7-Eleven to get coffee, and it's fine. There's no reason
to close
these roads.
But see, it's fine now, but when you're making a decision, you don't know about right now. That's an after the fact thing. It's a what you call it?
NFL refs, flight attendants, and weather decision making people.
It's called
impugn.
What you call
impugn?
Backseat drivers,
consequences.
Backseat drivers and sofa quarterbacks. After the fact.
What was the new one that dude came up with? Sidewalk GMs. Thanks for the call, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Enjoy your vacation, man. All right,
Rich
so
got some cheddar.
You live in Newport.
Newport
Beach, take a month long vacation to Europe,
and go. Yeah.
Shout out to Rich.
Yeah. Got the right name.
Yeah. All right. So there was a football game last night.
It was.
And there's a lot for us to discuss from that football game last night. But we got to start here. If you look at the NFL right now, there are the 2-1 seeds in each conference are the New England Patriots and the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Now we'll see if that ends up holding, right?
Yeah. But
that's what it is right now. And what I saw from New England last night, and Chicago we already discussed, right? Chicago, that was a statement win. You know what good teams do? Beat the tar out of bad teams.
They beat the tar out of them, and all three phases make a difference.
Yo, I mean, that punt return set the tone early.
Dude, he was flowing.
95 yards. But it almost looked like he was going slow at first and then took
did
off.
Did you watch every time he got a ball, how he attacked it?
Totally.
And I think that's something. This offseason, we have some real, real conversations.
One thing that I found remarkable during the broadcast last night, Drake May was excellent. 24-31, 280.
Right, how the hell this happened right here?
Yeah, we're going to play the audio on that when we come back.
Damn. I have never seen that in my life.
Yeah, I look forward to that discussion. But Drake May leads the NFL in passing yards, Brian. Doesn't have a 300-yard game this season.
Last night was his first, didn't he?
He got to 280.
Oh,
they called the dogs off because they were up 30-7. What is so impressive about that statistic, it kind of reminds me of, and not to extrapolate far too wide, right? But Hank Aaron, before everybody took steroids and broke his records, but Hank Aaron was the home run king of baseball.
Yeah.
And I believe he never hit more than 40.
Yeah.
Like, when you could just be consistently excellent, Drake May has hit a consistent accuracy throughout 13 games. Mm-hmm. That's pretty damn impressive.
It's impressive. And then again, on top of it, he has a running game to support it.
And a defense. And, that's a
defense is good. That special team, I love how they were hitting. They weren't playing.
That was a Mike Vrabel team.
They put old boy to sleep last night.
I mean, that was a
night-night.
In college, that's an ejection.
But, I mean, you're coming in to hit. This front of the face mask caught him. He didn't hit him with the crown of his head. He hit him with the front part.
And he started falling.
And if you are a – if you're not a quarterback, you're going to get hit in the head.
I mean, the quarterback – we got to talk Jackson Dart because that dude is on a Patrick Ramsey career path right now. He's got to
– he's going to have to learn that you're not in college anymore, bro.
We're going to check in on White Bryan and his New York Giants. Just an absolute disaster. The Giants are a disaster. I think Joe Shane was trying like hell to finagle that he should stick around and just fire Daboll. That might be an everybody's gots to go situation. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here, and you've heard me talk to B. Mitch a ton about all the gear we've gotten from Collars & Co. Anytime you see me on TV in the last 2 weeks, I'm wearing a Collars & Co. dress shirt. I've been wearing their polos. You can go anywhere you want. The quarter zips, the blazers are awesome. Whatever it is, check out Collars & Co. You can wear them on TV. You can wear them to play golf. You can wear them out to dinner, and you don't have to iron. You don't have to dry clean. Just take them off the hanger and get out the door. They've got a new store in Congressional Plaza for all your holiday shopping needs. Collars & Co., it's a game changer.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.